go!
The Jaguars caught a break from the weather as Tropical Storm Julia cleared out quicker than some expected. And that left them more time to work towards San Diego and the trip west this weekend. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. The Jaguars have never really had a lot of success playing on Pacific time. They've only won twice on the West Coast, never in San Diego, and not since 2004. But at least two Jaguars don't care where the game is played. They expect to win.
We're going to go through this week and prepare as hard as we can, and we're going to expect the best when we go out on Sunday. It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be important for us to continue to have a good tempo, to stay on top of the running game, and to kind of protect the quarterback in the pocket.
We got to go out there and just handle our business. I think that the makeup that we have on this team right now is totally different than we've had in the last 6 or 7 years. So we're looking forward to the opportunity. We understand what's at stake. It's AFC, so we got to have it.
Lewis is the most senior Jag in his 11th season, but he's 0-4 returning to the coast, and he's a SoCal guy. He figures to play a big role as the tight ends are coming off a 7-catch, 112-yard performance against Green Bay.
We got one of the best tight end groups in the league, and, me and Julius, once we get going, you can forget about it.
Another guy who hails from Southern California and who's played in San Diego plenty in his NFL career is now helping his new teammates get ready this week, not for the trip, but for Philip Rivers.
Yeah, I've been playing him for the last 4 years. I've played him maybe 10, 12 times my whole career in Denver, so I'm very familiar with him. But on the new team, new scheme, so I just kind of got to watch the film again, see what they do against, 4-3 teams, and then just kind of go in there with the new game plan and get ready to go see those guards.
Some notes from Wednesday in and around Everbank Field. Head coach Gus Bradley termed Chris Ivory's illness and hospitalization a private matter. He's out of the hospital and could be back on the practice field as soon as next week. Quarterback Prince Amukamara was not on the practice field today. Amukamara had a hamstring coming off of Sunday's game against Green Bay. He and Ivory, though, were the only two not on the field. And PGA Tour player and 2010 U.S. Open champ Graham McDowell was on hand for practice. He'll open his new restaurant, Blue Nona, in Ponte Vedra tonight. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. We'll see you tomorrow.